Hello, bonjour, you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Now, sweetie, you guys know it's day 6 of Christmas month. Now, that means 19 more days until Christmas Day. Woohoo! Yes! Baby, I'm so excited to open my presents, and I know you are too. Now, today's topic is going to be about celebrities. Now, everybody has their favorite celebrity. Everybody has celebrities that they hate. Everybody has them. And I'm going to start off with my favorite celebrity. My favorite celebrity is Ariana Grande. And let me tell you why. Ariana Grande is so freaking iconic. Like, iconic. And it's so like with the way that she presents herself, like switching the positions for you. Yeah, sound just like a but completely Ariana Grande, because she went from Salmon Cat, Victorious, all the way to Big Body Beans. Let me stop. She went all the way to like Star Status. She is literally one of the most followed people on Instagram right now. One of the most followed. Cristiano or something like that. Yeah. He's the most followed Instagram, and I think he's Latin. I think he's Spanish, but he's a soccer player. But after her, it has to be either Zendaya. No, it's Zendaya. But right after Zendaya is Miley Cyrus. And I love me some Zendaya. I love it how she plays her character on Euphoria. But, child, what it took you so freaking long to put out another season of Euphoria? I mean, I understand you can't rush it because, like, I know this season about to be good. And honestly, I'm not even complaining. I'm just kidding. You can take as long as you want, baby, because I know you're going to kill this season. And just like how Euphoria the last time took a long time to come, I know, and it was drop dead. It messed me up, y'all. I could not deal with how good it was. It was scrumptious. I could not stop eating it. But it was just to die for. Chef's kiss. I have no complaints about it. After that, Miley Cyrus. Here's why she's one of my favorite celebrities, because even though that she was not, you know, I didn't watch Hannah Montana at all. Well, I seen it because, you know, it was around my time. So, you know, around my time when I was younger. So, you know, we didn't really have a choice on what came on TV at the time, because everybody had cable at the time. So when we was watching TV, Disney Channel, when it's late at night, most of the time, it will only play Miley Cyrus. People who were born in 2005, they would know. It would play Miley Cyrus, and you can't skip to another show. So you had to listen to it, and all I heard was, oh, yeah, or stuff like that. And honestly, it wasn't a bad show. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I was too young to even remember it. But now, I love her. The reason why I love her now is because people were dragging her name through the mud, like literally giving her a hard time. Honestly, she could not catch a break. And the way that people were dragging her name down, it made me not even like her, because she was just bringing too much attention, and it was bringing too much negative attention. And we didn't really get to see Miley's side of it. We just saw people saying that she's doing drugs and stuff now. And at the time, at the age that we was, when that stuff started happening, you know, 2005 people, we just thought, okay, she's a Disney star. Here's how we perceived it. She's a Disney star. She does drugs. She went down the wrong path. And now she's, you know, embarrassing herself. That's how it was perceived by most people. But after a while, it's like, okay, we started to see why. We started to, understand her, because after all, we became teenagers. So we now know, okay, that she had to grow up somehow, and she had to, you know, go through different stages of her life. So we understand now, and now her music is killer. I mean, Party in this USA was always great, but now she's, you know, Wrecking Ball and stuff like that. Baby, it's a chef's kiss for me. Mwah. Beautiful celebrity. But after her, I would have to say, well, not after her. Now I'm just naming celebrities that I really like. Demi Lovato, I don't really, you know much about her, except for Camp Rock, which I got tired of Camp Rock. I mean, Camp Rock kept playing every single Friday, every single Monday. Oh my gosh, we could not get a break from Camp Rock. Who else? It's a lot of celebrities I like. Nicki Minaj, I really don't, I don't really, you know. I love Nicki Minaj's music now. Here's the thing. Nicki Minaj can rap down boots. And even though she'd have got, well, she didn't get old, but she, like, she'd have got older. And now she, you know, she don't have that much to prove now. And I understand. I mean, when you get older, who's steady trying to prove that they can rap? We all know you can rap. And honestly, I would love it if she just put out some more, like, some more music, some more raw music. Because back then, her music was so raw. Like, she had no filter at all. She still don't have a filter now, but still though, it was fast rapping, and it was just like when she was getting on a track with Lil Wayne, and then she embodied the track on with Lil Wayne. It was like Knockout. It was so freaking good, and she bodied it. And when I was like, hold on, wait. Okay, Lil Wayne, he can rap, he do his little thing, his little mumble thing or whatever. And then when she came through and she just demolished him, I'm like, nah, Nicki know better. She came through this boy. She came on this man's song and killed him like that. You got all that rapping skills and you ain't gonna give me none. But with that being said, as a person, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the stories on the Shade Room of her trying to bribe someone. And of course, I'm not there. I do not know what happened. I absolutely do not know what happened. So at the end of the day, I cannot judge her off her character if I don't know what happened. But, as far as how the media is perceiving her on there and what they're saying that she did, that she bribed on someone who her husband allegedly raped or took advantage of. And basically was trying to bribe them and put money on a lady lab and something. And did something about she covered up her brother or something. I don't know. Her brother did something. I don't know. I don't know what these people did because I didn't look too much into it. But, yeah, I mean, I love your music, Nicki. But all of this stuff that was going on, not so much. It just wasn't looking good to me. But, yeah, at the end of the day, Nicki, you're still a good, talented rapper. Beautiful, great, beautiful rapper. You're a beautiful person. You're a beautiful person on the outside. But let us in on what you are on the inside. Let us in on it. Let us see what you feel on the inside. Show us your personality, how you really feel. Real interview. Please, tell me. Coming up. Oprah. Yes, I love Oprah. I do not know much about Oprah's back in the 90s, her show. I don't haven't seen that much of it, but I've seen clips of it on YouTube, and she is a powerful woman. She said that she was, I've read magazines like in elementary school about her when she was homeless. I think she was sleeping in her car, something about, something happened to her to where she didn't speak for months. She didn't say a word for months, not even to herself. She didn't say anything. But yeah, Oprah is very powerful. And then I love her in The Color Purple. She was so good. Oh my goodness, that was some great app. And I'll kill Harpo if he ever try to hit me. I love that. And you know what? If I never seen The Color Purple, I still would have loved Oprah. Because I didn't even know there was Oprah in The Color Purple until, like, you know, I saw it to this day. Because Color Purple been playing ever since we was kids. Before 2005 even came, it was still playing. So, you know, every now and then on BET, it would come on. So, I also love Whoopi Goldberg. Wait, Oprah is a billionaire now. Forgot to mention that. She's literally on billionaire status. Come through. So is Tyler Perry. And I love his shows. I mean, I love all his shows, his movies. I love all of it. The only thing is, though, I've never seen any interviews with Tyler Perry. Like, I haven't seen any. I'm pretty sure there's some out there. I just haven't looked for any. I just don't know that much about Tyler Perry as a person. I just know him. I just know his movies, which are phenomenal, and his shows. And don't call me out, you guys. I'm not saying that he does not have anything out there to, any interviews or anything out there. I'm just saying I have not searched for any of it. So maybe I need to go look for more things about his actual personality, because we need to see inside of these celebrities' heads. We need to know, how do they really feel? Come on, give us the unfiltered tea. But after Tyler Perry, Britney Spears is actually from where I'm from. I'm from Kenwood, Louisiana. Britney Spears is from Kenwood, Louisiana. T. And I love Britney Spears' music. Work. I love work. 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 You better work. B-word. You better work. B-word. Work. Circus. I love circus. Circus. But circus. No, it doesn't have to go. It's like, everybody's on me, everything's in the rain, just like a circus. Yeah, I love Circus by Britney Spears. I love that song that she got with, I think it's Black Eyed Peas. I said Black Eyed Peas. Is it Black Eyed Peas? It's like, scream and shout and let it out. I loved it. It's all the, yeah, I love all of it. And I don't know that much about Britney Spears' personality. I do know about the conservatorship, and I'm so happy that she's free now. Did not know all of that was going on. I was in a restaurant in Kenwood, and when I was sitting down eating my food, some guys came in with cameras, and they came in and talked to the owner. So when they came and talked to the owner, they was like, I don't know what they said to them because they were talking very lowly. So then he went around and started talking to different people that were sitting down eating. And he came over to me. And I just wanted my camera time. And because I just loved attention. So he came over there and he talked to me. And he was like, what do you know about Britney? And I was like, hashtag free Britney. And I was like, cause the conservatorship and all of that. And then I kind of said something very problematic, probably because it wasn't true, I don't believe. At the time, I thought it was true. Britney, okay, I said, he said, do you know anything about Britney? And I made this statement. I said, Britney Spears wasn't really around Kenwood for a long time. So that was wrong of me, because Britney Spears, I was not there at the time when Britney was there, because I wasn't even probably born yet. But apparently Britney Spears grew up there. She was born and raised there. And honestly, I'm not here. That interview, I shouldn't have said that, because who am I to say where she grew up at? I didn't research that. But I do love the fact that Britney is from Kenwood. And yeah, I completely love that. And the fact that she came all the way from Kenwood, all the way to Los Angeles, and now is one of the most famous and richest pop artists out there. Yes, I love it. Mariah Carey, I don't really know nothing about her. Unless, like, you know, why are you so obsessed with me? And it's another song they be playing on the radio. I just don't know the name of it. I loved it. I loved it, that song. And I know about her and Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has 7 kids, which includes the 2 that he has for Mariah Carey, which are, I forgot their name, but they're twins. And the rest of them are not for Mariah Carey. But they are always making jokes about it on Wild and Out, and it'd be so hilarious. It'd be like, you lost a bad one, or Mariah Carey more successful than you now, especially her music career. And it'd be like, oh, Nick Cannon only has two, don't even have one hit song, and his music career is trash, basically making jokes about that. Even though I don't know what his music career is like, I never heard one of his songs. But that's not a diss towards him. I just never heard any of them. But yeah, all the while out people, I don't really know them except for Zoe and Candy. That's the only ones I really know. And Jess Valentine, Jess Hilarious. I only seen her like twice on Instagram. Only twice. I don't really know what type of videos she make. I just know they're comedic videos. I love Tiffany Haddish. She ready. Yeah, I love Tiffany Haddish and Queen Latifah. Ooh, I love Queen Latifah. Ice Age, that's really what I know her from. And Set It Off. Ice Age and Set It Off. Whoopi Goldberg and The Color Purple. Oh my gosh. Sealy. Oh my gosh, I love me some Sealy from The Color Purple. And what's her sister name? I forgot her sister name. Oh, Nitty. Me and you, we never part, my evil. Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh, I'm getting chills right now. You know they're up under the, they put The Color Purple under the LGBTQIA plus community. Well, no, the LGBTQ LGBTQ category or something like that. They put her movie up under there, and I was so shocked to see it. And it was honestly, I watched it all over again. The Color Purple is like 4 hours, y'all. It is long. It is crazy long. And that's a long movie. And honestly, I watch every single bit of it. I don't watch it all in one day, but I watch every single bit of it. Reba is one of my favorite, is one of my all-time favorite celebrities. Even though I haven't seen, I ain't seen Reba, until like 2 years ago. That's when I first, seen Reba. Now I am just so obsessed with Reba. I'm obsessed with her music. I'm obsessed with her show. Reba was so good. Bro, I was so sad when I finished the whole season. Malcolm in the Middle was great too. Oh, Malcolm in the Middle, I loved it. I don't know. I think his real name in real life is Malcolm, but I don't know any of the other names. I don't know his last name. I don't know that much about him. I remember a tweet from him long ago saying that somebody said something about how does it feel to be a bomb or something like that, or to see that you not famous or relevant anymore or something like that. Somebody made a comment like that, and basically he shut them up by saying, yeah, I may be a bum, but at least I ain't sleeping in my mom's basement, and that $11 million sitting good in my bank account looks real good right now. And you know what? Purr for you. Purr. Purr. Because guess what? You told him. So, I love all of that for him. I loved that show. I loved it. Oh, no. Maybe. I don't know. Well, guess what? I do know. And that show was hot. And it was so good. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get off of, you know, Malcolm in the Middle. Reba, you know, I loved Reba. Reba, the theme song. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, which, you know, he is in the heart of a fighter. Oh, I'm a survivor. Y'all, my voice right now, it's not really giving. But, you know, I could really hit the high notes that she had. Golden Girls. Oh my gosh, you know they got a song on Golden Google. Yeah. I love Golden Girls. Every single night before I'm about to go to sleep, I guess it put me to sleep then, because it was so good. It was immaculate. The way that B. Arthur, or what's her name? Dorothy. The way that Dorothy would always, you know, make these smart comments and how what's her name? Sophia would always make smart comments like mother, like daughter. I mean, like daughter, like mother. Like mother, like daughter. Daughter, like mother. 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 Okay. Like daughter, like mother. All of that. I loved all of that. And I loved how Rose was always so innocent and did not understand anything. And I loved how what's her name? Blanche always was just so owning her body and always, you know, just so sensual, the movement, so seductive. Well, you know what? Thank you for being a friend. And thank you for being a good show because it was great. Chef's kiss to you. Yes, I loved it. Stranger Things cast. Millie Bobby Brown is the only one I follow from Stranger Things. All the other ones, I have seen them on other shows. I just don't follow them on Instagram, but I am fans of them. So if I was to see them, I would most definitely know who they are. Cameron from Bring It. I don't know if she's really a celebrity. I think she's a celebrity status. She goes to Southern University right now. I've seen her dance on, in live. Like, I've seen her, the Southern Game. But before, a few days ago, I didn't know what Cam actually, looked like. I only heard of her. And here's the reason why. And before y'all try to diss me on this, the reason why I say this is because I've seen Bring It in, the living room. My mom and them was watching it. And I've seen, I've passed through. And I've seen, their dance team dance. I saw the team dance. I didn't see just an individual person because at the time I didn't know who to look at. I didn't know who, what person just to look at. I looked at all of them. And even though I know that Cameron was on the team, I still didn't know what Cameron looked like. I just know that Cameron was on Bring It and Cameron has followers and Cameron can dance. I just knew that. So, if I was to see her, I wouldn't even be able to, take a picture with her or something like that because I wouldn't even know her. I wouldn't know it was her. You know what I'm saying? But now that I've seen her face, I was like, okay, she's pretty. I know her. And, I could see her now. I would know who she is now if she passed through. So, yeah, I loved it for her. And it's so crazy the fact that she's in Louisiana now and that, because of her big following, people didn't want her. It's an unspoken rule that you can't be bigger than a man. Your following cannot be bigger than the bands or the dancers as a team following. So you can't have as much more clout than them, I guess. And apparently she couldn't dance as hard because she had to change her way of dance from Bring It. So, I don't know. And all of this, don't take it as fake because I don't really know. And at the end of the day, honestly, Cameron, you're talented. I've watched some of your videos. Girl,
that girl can dance. She can dance.
Yes, she can dance. Most definitely. And, yeah, I'm here for it. after Drake, the only thing I have to say about Drake is Drake said that his girlfriend was a lesbian, and he said he is, too. That is, does he? Okay? All right. That's how you feel. Now she's saying she a lesbian, and he say me, too. Child, I don't know if that's problematic or not. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what Drake has going on. Maybe Drake is a lesbian now, okay? Who knows? Who knows at this point? But besides Drake. But yeah, I love all these celebrities. All these celebrities are on my, on my radar to see them do great. And you know what? Even though that I do not agree with what celebrities do at the time, celebrities are still human at the end of the day. And because they have such a bigger platform, no matter what they do, it's going to be blown out of proportion. I'm not saying all things that they do is blown out of proportion, but some things that they do, it can be blown out of proportion. Like if they break a pencil as a regular person, it's okay. But if they break a prism, break a pencil as a celebrity, it's like they take it all the way to another level. People need pencils on these days. I can't believe you. You really broke that pencil. Like it's just, you know, you. If you know, you know. If you don't, I will. I don't care. But yeah, I mean, that's how it is for celebrity. I wonder how these child celebrities, how they deal with it, how they understand, like how are they coping with all of this. Oh, let's talk about celebrities that absolutely just like I do not really, you know, I wouldn't say hate or dislike because I won't put too much energy into it. I'm going to say I just do not agree with these celebrities here. I do not really bang with Lil Boosie, DaBaby, Sha'Carri Richardson. I don't really, you know, like them per se because of the stuff that they be saying. I don't like the you know, slight comments and then, you know, try to take it back, and then try to change up what they say and then try to make excuse for it. And then Boosie, I don't be seeing him doing it, but Boosie just crazy in general. Boosie just like delusional in general. I mean, his music, okay. I mean, he's not a bad, he's, all of these people that I'm saying, I'm not discrediting their talents at all. But I'm saying as a their personality, what they have shown to the public, no, it's not giving. So, DaBaby and Lil Boosie, I feel like they try too hard to be like, honestly, I feel like one person say something, they all gotta say something. And I feel like they just trying to be all like each other, like, I feel like DaBaby wasn't seeing no other stuff like that until he see, like, he probably seen Boosie say something and then decided that he wanted to go make some problematic set. Or maybe it was some type of publicity stunt. Or maybe he just feel that way. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. And Lil Boosie is old anyway. He need to go sit his old self down and just take a little seat because don't nobody worry about him no more. I mean, honestly, when you should have been, got yourself out of the public. If you was going to talk stuff like that, I mean, it's 2021. Everybody is the way that they are. So, honestly, you shouldn't have nothing to say, honestly, because I hope you're not being who you are the way that you're acting. I hope it's all for a show because ain't no way a person just like that. Talking about how what he gonna do to Lil Nas X because Lil Nas X, he said he making a song with him. I mean, maybe Lil Nas X was picking, but at the end of the day, Lil Boosie bit the bait. And at the end of the day, what does somebody's sexuality have to do with making a song with them or stuff like that? Boosie. You can't. How do y'all feel about this Travis Scott event? Baby, how do y'all feel about it? Baby, make me not want to go to concerts no more. It was real, real trippy. I think that's one of his albums. I don't know. Oh, wait, no, that's Trippy Red. It was real, real weird, baby. And, yeah. I wasn't mean sweetie because it's and then I don't know how it on TikTok, I don't know if that's how it really was, but it looked like he was sacrificing people the way that he was standing up there and still rapping. I couldn't. Tiana Taylor, a few days later, she had a concert, so, and she thought that somebody was passing out, so she told them to put it up on the stage, and honestly, that's what you do. That is good. That is great. Honestly, I applaud you for that, because she made sure that the girl was okay. She made sure that she got some water. She made sure that she was okay, because she wasn't having none of that. Mm-mm. It was not about to be a repeat of what happened at Astroworld, the concert. So, Yeah, I applaud you for that. RuPaul, at one point, somebody said RuPaul was transphobic, but I never seen anything about RuPaul being transphobic, so I just paid it. But then somebody else said it again, and somebody else said it again, somebody else said it again, and I was like, well, is RuPaul transphobic? I still have yet to look and see if he was or not. But, I mean, if he has transgenders on his show, so, I mean, why would he be transgender? I mean, why would he hate transgenders? I don't know. I mean, why would he? I don't think he has a reason to. But, I mean, a lot of people don't have a lot of reasons to do a lot of things. So, yeah, you can't tell somebody else what they feel. So, and I'm about to try to tell you what RuPaul feels. But I love RuPaul acting. I love his music. Oh my gosh, whatever. Chef's kiss. The Bee Who Stole Christmas was so, so immaculate. So good. So good. I mean, it don't get no better than that. A drag queen Christmas movie. Yeah. Any the musical. Oh my god. Any the musical live. It was I will say the acting and great. It was great. I loved it. It was so put together. It was so organized. I didn't see any type of mistake. I loved it. It was very entertaining. I just would love, like, and this is not a problem that they need to fix or anything like that. It's something that I wish I would have did. I want to see it live. I want to see that live because I love live theater shows. So, love live performances. I love live plays. I want to see the Broadway play. I really do. But, yeah, that's kind of it. I just wish I was there. Maybe it would have been better if I was actually in it. Yeah, maybe. So, that's really what I gotta say about Annie. Any other Christmas shows? I mean, besides watching any more Christmas shows, I'm gonna watch Golden Girls when I finish this because Golden Girls don't come on Hallmark at 12 o'clock and. Because of Christmas season, so they stopped. But I think they're gonna start back later on next year. So that I'm so looking forward to that. And Reba, I haven't been seeing Reba either. Did they cut Reba off because of that too? I don't know. But Frasier, I was never a big fan of Frasier. And I'm pretty sure there's some other celebrities that I do like. I just can't think of them right now. Jennifer Hudson. I love Jennifer Hudson. Ooh, Fantasia. I love her music. Yeah. Fantasia, I loved her. I mean, I loved, what's her name that I just said before that? Jennifer Hudson. I love her on, what is it called? Secret of the Bees. Yeah, yes. It was so good. And the Dreamgirls. Beyonce, I don't really see much of her right now. Not lately, especially. And the other dream girl besides Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson, yeah, I've seen her movies too. She's a good actor, so I can't remember her name right now. I just can't remember her real name, but she was good. I've seen Austin Powers, but I know at the times where I've seen Austin Powers, which it was growing up, those were times that I couldn't comprehend what was going on. So, I just know of Austin Powers. I've seen Austin Powers, but I've never actually watched and understood Austin Powers. I still don't know what's going on. And I'm watching it I started watching it in class. And I still can't understand what's going on. So, am I meant to? It wasn't even an age thing. It was just a me thing. I cannot understand it. It's very weird. Disguise and stuff like that. It's a show. It's called Impossible Disguise, something like that. It's about a man who disguises himself as anything because his father used to be it's called the Master of Disguise. That's what it's called. It was so good, y'all. I love Assassination Nation. I love Kick A, Kick A 2. I love all stuff like that. I love Teen Titans. I love DC Universe movies. So great. I love all of them. I love them. I don't really like Marvel movies. I'm okay with Marvel. It's just that I love DC Universe more. I love Harley Quinn, the Joker, all of them. I love all of that. And that's just how it is, you know. That's just how I've always felt. And, yeah, I want to see a pop artist play a superhero role or a villain role. I just want to see one of them, like Ariana Grande, play a superhero. Or, no, not Ariana Grande. Zendaya or somebody. But Zendaya already in Spider-Man. So, I don't know. I don't know what celebrity. Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At that moment, I knew I'm about to this be up. Yeah. But anyway, that is at the end of this episode, you guys. I love you. Please share a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Tell a friend for me. Because I know y'all want to see me blow up. I know y'all love my videos. My episodes. And I know y'all love hearing my voice. So guess what? Share with everybody else so they can hear my voice too. Don't hog my voice for you. I know y'all get jealous. I know y'all be wanting me to, you know, just be for y'all. But you know what? You gotta share me. Okay? You have to share me. Alright? Share me with you guys. It's enough for me to go around. Okay? Alright? I'm not gonna forget about y'all. I'm gonna always remember you. Okay? Especially y'all stop for y'all make me cry. Alright? You know what? Give me an air hug. Just hug your phone. Alright? Alright, but anyway, you guys, I love you. And see you guys on the next episode.